Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, daspitlaw.com.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's John and Lance.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down. High to low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say?
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell with you here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A half a game now separating our Astros and the Rangers. Sweeping the Blue Jays. Sweeping the Blue Jays. Blue Jays now just have a 33.9% chance of making the playoffs.
I guess that was a little bit of a surprise, but Rangers playing well. You know, they were playing well at one point with no DeGrom and no Scherzer also. It's not like they haven't played well at different times. But
yeah, they were
a little bit of a surprise they didn't just go in a tank emotionally after Scherzer was announced out for the year.
They no, they're a really good hitting team. They've scored 812 runs this year. Their differential is plus 168. The Astros is only plus 121. So, I mean, they've been a really good team, and then they just hit the crapper for a while. Still, with the best, oh no, Tampa has a plus 199, second best run differential in the American League. So they can really go. The Orioles are at plus 119. There's only a game separating Tampa and Baltimore right now. So, you know, Tampa has been thought to be the number one wild card team. Not so fast.
Well, the Astros could have a say-so on that if they play good baseball.
If they beat the Orioles, if they sweep the Orioles.
Yeah, they could have a say-so.
Yeah, but they're playing the Orioles here.
Oh, that's right. It's home. Never mind.
If
you, yeah, no. The Astros, unfortunately, could have a say-so on that.
They can't have a say-so on that.
No, they can have a say-so in terms of strengthening the Orioles' lead.
Yeah. So the Astros right now with just a half a game over the Rangers and 1.5 over the Mariners.
Okay. Blue Jays, it's one of those things where Blue Jays are getting close to being eliminated. I mean, not in real life, but it'll be a boat race.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, the Mariners have an 80% chance. The Rangers have an 88% chance of making the playoffs. Astros, 96.9% chance. And the Blue Jays, just 33.9%.
Well, this was going to be my thing. Like, the Astros are going to make the playoffs now. It's definitely possible if they play poorly against the Royals. It's definitely possible you don't win the division. And well, my point was going to be, if they didn't make the playoffs, would this be considered it would be one of the worst collapses in Astros history.
Well,
but because the Rangers swept Toronto, I just don't see Toronto making up the ground on Houston. Not with the Royals with two series left.
Right. They're 80-67, while the Astros are 83-64. So they've got a 3-game lead over Toronto, although Toronto has the tiebreaker against them. So it's just a 3-game lead over Toronto, and if the Astros go into a shell again at home, who knows? But they've got the Royals at home. They've got the Orioles at home still. They've got to just play better. They got the Royals on the road now this weekend. They got every single advantage. The Royals are the worst team in the American League. They're worse than the A's. They really need to play well this weekend. And they should. But only a half a game lead on the Rangers now. Now, Seattle goes to the Dodgers this weekend. The Rangers have got, they are against the Guardians. They've got a weekend series against the Guardians, who are tough. And they're fighting to get to win the American League Central. The only way they're going to get in, looks like more than likely, the only way they're going to get in, they're 8 games behind the Twins now. They really are. They really don't have much of a chance at all to be into the postseason, but they're still playing tough. They're not a really good baseball team, but they can play spoiler here. Meanwhile, Seattle has the Dodgers, which is nice, which is really, really nice, while the Astros have the Royals. It's one of the reasons that the Astros are a 96.9% favorite.
Oh, for sure. It has to do with schedule.
Their schedule is easier. And they've got 3 against the Mariners at the end of the season, and they're in Seattle, where the Astros will destroy them because it's on the road.
Yeah, they have no chance when the Astros are on the road.
Right.
When they get away from family, kids, distractions, they're almost unbeatable.
That's not really bad, I don't think.
For 2 years in a row now. Well, just go ahead and explain it.
It is inexplicable, if truth be told. But the Astros are a huge, huge favorite to make the postseason. It would be a monumental collapse if they don't. And it's only because there's no more Parker Muchinski. I don't know if you saw.
I did see the huge news.
Yeah. There's something called, I think it's a Bennett Sousa will be coming up. Something called a Bennett Sousa, which we've never heard of before, but Parker Muchinski has been sent down, and I think it's Bennett Sousa. Anyway, there's a Sousa in town, and he will be, well, he's going to Kansas City now to hang out there. So that was a big move the Astros have made. I don't know if it tilts the division in any way, shape, or form when you lose a Parker Muchinski and you bring up a Bennett Sousa.
No, that's not the thing.
I don't think that's going to be the tipping point of.
You tell me this. Look at this. You don't think they're better on the road? Mauricio Dubon, 2 home runs. He's got 200. He's got 196 at bats at home, 236 on the road. So he's got more on the road. I will admit he's got 40 more at bats. 2 home runs at home, 7 on the road. 11 RBIs at home, 30 on the road. An OPS of 645 at home, on the road 776. Some players just better on the road.
Yeah,
the Astros maybe have a bunch of those guys.
Like they could well, that could well be.
Just pick a random name.
Okay, Pena.
All right, Jeremy Pena.
Home and road.
All right.
Okay.
Do you happen to know his
splits? I don't. I don't have any idea. This? No okay. idea. No,
but you're just trying to ruin my.
I'm not ruining your entire theory. Although, picking one player, okay.
No, you're right. The sample size needs to be expanded. Jeremy Pena, home and away. His home, 5 home runs home, 5 road. The at-bats are almost exactly identical. The batting average at home, .243. Away, .281. OPS, .691 versus .732. Not drastic. They're not drastically different. And actually, his strikeout to walk is much better at home than it is on the road. For whatever reason. So I would say not a huge difference for Jeremy
Pena. Okay. How about Altuve?
Jose Altuve. Now, this is a
I think Altuve
now,
is...
Now, Jeremy Pena is a single guy.
True.
He does the heart all the time. Now, Jose Altuve has... How many kids does he have? Do we know? Does he have 2 kids?
Yeah, at least. He's got little girls at home.
He's got a wife. He's got a wife that very notably didn't want him having his jersey ripped open.
Well, that's because he had the buzzer.
It was a tattoo.
Oh, it was a tattoo.
And she didn't like the tattoo or something like that, or she thought it made him look trashy or whatever.
Oh, here's Reagan coming in on this theory of yours.
Reagan's right. I have to.
Pena has no kids. He's fine at home.
Okay. Well, let's check a guy with kids.
Okay.
Okay. Jose Altuve. Would you say Jose Altuve is having a good season this year?
Really good season.
That's interesting because at home he hits .259. With a .766 OPS. On the road, he's .355 with a .1098 OPS.
Mm-mm.
Almost 1,100. His home runs at home, 4. His home runs on the road, 12. Only 9.
It's hard to hit home
nine
runs
more
at Minute Maid, though. It's hard to hit home
only,
runs.
Yeah, that left field is that left very field is, challenging.
Yeah, it is challenging.
Very challenging. So, yeah, Jose Altuve is literally the embodiment of married man with kids who gets away.
All right, Bregman.
Get some rest.
Do Bregman. Okay. And let's see. He's got a baby at home. And that, you know, will keep you
and
up.
And one on the way, or?
No, I think she just had the baby, remember?
Yeah, Yeah, that's right. It was just had a baby.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Alex Bregman. Are you cheating?
Well, no. Because last year, Kate was holding the baby during the playoffs. Remember every time Bregman was
up? They may be pregnant again.
Maybe. I don't know.
But we know he's got a kid. And, and now it gets worse when they get older. Like
right.
for Jose Altuve.
Harder, right.
It gets, I shouldn't say worse. It gets harder. Yes.
Jose Altuve might not want
it gets
you to
worse
be...
when they're in high school.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Okay.
Or when your daughters get to, like, middle school age. All right. So, Alex Bregman. Okay. 265 at home, 271 on the road, 786 OPS at home, 839 on the road. I mean, it's better.
It's better.
10 home runs at home, 13 home runs on the road, 41 RBIs at home, 53 RBIs on the road. It's similar enough. It's better on the road.
It's better on the road.
Similar enough.
No. But that still does. I mean, look at their record on the road. Of course, it's better. Of course, it is. I mean, they're 18 games over 500 on the road, and
you know why? Because they're hitting.
That's right.
The hitting doesn't come before the wins. Right. The hitting creates the wins.
Right. Right. 713-780-3776.
This is an easy first segment. If you want me to just keep looking up stats of Astros,
I'm good with that.
Call in 713-780-3776. Give me an Astro that you want me to look at some of their stats, and today we'll do that.
Parker Yushinsky.
Nah, I'm not looking at his. He's not an Astro.
He's not.
He's a space cowboy.
Look at Bennett Sousa.
No Astros stats.
We don't even know if he's better on the road or at home.
I have no Astros stats for him.
Yeah, there's no Astros stats.
They don't exist.
Okay.
I'm just curious about Yordan because Yordan had...
Montero. Look,
Yordan's got more than one kid too, right?
Yordan...
Yeah, I think
does
he's...
He?
I think he's got two now.
He might. What are his home and road?
You don't have to worry about it. 885 OPS at home, 1114 on the road. No big deal, just over 200-point difference.
Yeah.
His batting average is 24 points higher.
What is
his home runs are 9 at home, and they're 18 on the road. It's 185 at-bats at home and 171 on the road, and yet he's doubled it up. 9 homers at home, 18 on the road. It's time for you. I don't know why you fight this so hard.
Why is Chandler Romo or whoever does this looking at the batter's eye when they should be talking about this story?
This is
about
the story.
Right.
Children and being distracted at home by life, not some batter's
and
eye.
Why? I don't understand this. Your brand, John, should be... Your brand, maybe you just don't want somebody to be right.
I have a wonderful home life. I'm better at home than on the road.
Yeah, but your brand should be, yes, these things are distracting them. They're better when they're out on the road and they don't have these people bugging them. That should be your brand, and yet you fight this so hard. But I'm a numbers guy. I'm looking at these numbers.
Why is every other team in the world better at home than on the road?
I'm looking at these numbers.
Are we suggesting that the Astros... wives and children are more annoying than all the other wives and children in baseball?
This apparently is y'all's theory.
It's not my theory. It's his theory.
Right.
It's not my theory. It's what the numbers say. Okay. I'm a numbers guy. I don't use my human eye that's biased. And John's biased because his wife has a good relationship with his wife.
Why is every other team better at home than on the road?
Let me ask you this question. Do you have a good relationship with your wife?
Wonderful.
Do you have kids at home?
I don't.
So you shouldn't be commenting.
No.
I do have kids at home.
I did have kids at home.
You know when I'm at my best? When I'm on the road in a hotel, I'm my best self.
We've heard you on the road. It ain't great.
Yeah, I'm best. Trust me, my mental health is the best when I'm on the road.
I can tell people behind the scenes when you're on the road and we got to get you locked in. It ain't great.
Well, yeah. I mean, it just depends. Well, I feel locked in.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you feel great.
I have to do it in the morning. These guys get to do it in the evening. That's the difference, Dale. And John has a good home life. He's got a good life. The divorce rate's over 50%. It ain't great for everybody.
No.
As a matter of fact, most Americans, it's not great. So you got to stop taking your John Granato life and really start to look at these numbers. These numbers tell the story. They don't like being at home.
Apparently
it's
not.
It's not the, Jose Abreu has his hitter's eye's not as great because in center field, no. Jose Abreu probably has kids and a wife.
Yeah, he does. He does. I don't know. He's out there looking for something with that shirt unbuttoned all the way to his navel.
Is Yiner Diaz married with kids?
No, I don't know that.
Living his best life.
I don't know that.
Look at him.
I don't know that. I don't know what his home and road numbers are.
Doesn't matter. They're probably both good.
Left and right. Left and right, we know.
Yeah.
He can't possibly hit a left-hander.
But
that's right. He just doubled up one.
I bet when he's on the road, he can rake.
Yep.
So the the Orioles wives and girlfriends and children, less annoying than the Astros?
Probably.
Apparently.
Because they're not used to
winning. Well, they're a younger team, though.
They're not used to winning. These
wives are a younger team.
Yeah, and these wives are used to winning.
So
they're like, "What are we doing? You sit here and you can't win at home. Oh, another home loss.
Are you
another home loss?"
You know, earlier in the week, you know, earlier in the week, you attacked John for his lack of allyship when it came to women. Are you sure you're not coming around the bend to take the lead?
Listen, this is not being anti-women. I am simply saying, look, one thing Daryl Morey taught me is you cannot let your human eyes lie to you about things and have your bias. Your bias will lie.
He did that? He let that happen to him throughout his career here with James Harden. What's he talking about?
He just looked at PER and the numbers.
Well, he should use his human eye and look and go, okay, that guy.
The numbers, yes. Daryl, towards the end, struggled with a love affair for James, and look what happened. The bear eventually turned and bit him. For me, I am just saying, I just go purely what the numbers say.
Not an ally.
I go purely what the numbers say. And what the numbers are telling me is that when they are on the road, they are good. Now, why is that? This isn't just this year. Why is that?
Why is it that you...
Yainer Diaz, 13 homers at home.
Why is it that they might... Maybe they need siding and windows. Maybe.
Ooh, Yainer's way better at home.
Is he?
Oh, he didn't have kids.
He doesn't have any kids. That's...
OPS 972 at home, 716 on the road, 13 homers on the road, 13 homers at home, 8 on the road. No kids. We found it.
Maybe they need siding and windows. Maybe that's the problem.
We'll get to you guys here in just a second. 713-780-3776. I do want to tell you just real quick, Allstate Windows and Siding, I had them do my siding a few years back, and I had just ugly sidingless vinyl siding or whatever. And during a hurricane, some of it got ripped off the side of the house. And my homeowner's insurance company came out and said, we can't insure you this year on the upcoming year if you don't get this fixed. And so I had Allstate Windows and Siding come out. And they did the siding job. We did it on both sides of the house, a complete siding job. And it was great. I mean, when you get complete siding jobs done with them. Now, what I didn't have at the time and that you have is if you tell them that you heard about it from Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, they're going to take thousands off of your complete siding jobs. That's a big advantage for you. The siding will help with energy efficiency, but where it really helps is you're done. You don't have to paint it anymore. You don't have to worry about getting wood replaced because it's rotting after time. And with this humidity, it stands up to the Texas weather. It's not a problem. And it makes your house really look good. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Windows that are made here in Texas. Siding that is going to provide you a lifetime stability for your home. AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it down in my plums. You get a nice bluish hue.
So, I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And
from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Offensive Masterminds, running an outside zone on your intelligence. John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
720 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. We got a bunch of people that want to talk about this home and road splits thing
and the problem we're having here. Talk about the numbers?
It's the numbers. David is here. He wants to talk about home and road. What do you say, David?
Hey, as a married guy, I can tell you, hey, they've got more distractions at home. Two, I wouldn't use Daryl Morey as a voice of reason. Three, can we take a little deeper? What kind of lineup does Dusty use in home versus road? Because you know you hit better when you've got better people behind you. Is he putting the weaker lineups with Baldy at home more? That's something to look at. I'll hang up and listen. Huh.
Well, since he leads the league with over 127 different lineups, my guess is it's probably a bouillabaisse at home and the road. I don't think it really changes.
Yeah, Maldonado is, if not the... In the American League, I think he started more games at catcher than as much as anybody. So this he's going to catch on the home. He's going to catch at home and on the road.
It may set a record for most starts for a player under 200, under 190 batting average in a season.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a stat, but it should be.
Well, it's pretty telling, but neither here nor there. Yeah, I mean, there's probably this is not a lab mice. This is not we're not under. a microscope. There's all kinds of different stuff.
Do you know Daryl Morey got mad at me one time? And that's when he said I was data dredging. Well, he'd get mad. He goes, you're just data dredging. And I'm like, what is data dredging? And then he, you know, explained it in an email or text or whatever.
You try to find stuff that proves your theory.
Yeah, just basically take. But the reason was I asked him a question on the air about Ryan. What was that guy who's terrible? Not Ryan Clark. I want to say Ryan Clark. Ryan. Come on, Dell.
He was part of the White Boy Super Squad.
No. The one that.
Ryan
Anderson?
Ryan Anderson.
Yeah.
Ryan Anderson was terrible at home shooting threes.
Yeah.
Terrible, but good on the road. And I asked him about it, and he said I was data dredging. The year before was the same way. There was 40 games where halfway through the season when I asked him this question. So he had a year and a half of data. And Daryl claimed I was data dredging, that wasn't accurate, you know. And this is a guy who's supposed to be about the numbers. The numbers speak. They don't lie. They're not biased. And he was calling me saying I was data dredging. Guess what happened the rest of the year? Ryan was terrible at home shooting threes and much better on the road. Like, so Daryl, the guy who talked about data dredging, that numbers don't have bias, he was using bias.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the ultimate numbers guy.
You are.
Like, literally the numbers guy in basketball was trying to use his heart, and I was just sitting there being true to the numbers.
Right.
That's why people call me a numbers guy.
Nobody does. Let's get Andy in here. He wants to talk about the home and road numbers. What do you say, Andy?
What's strange is they were 55-26 last year at home.
Right.
They
were 55-26.
Were they 55-26?
They were a 100-win team.
Yeah, but the guys were kids.
108 wins.
Yeah, Jeremy Pena was fine, and that was before Alex Bregman probably had a kid.
They did have the kid last year during the season. Yeah.
Or did the kids get more? Go ahead, Andy.
The bottom line is they're just playing like crap at home.
Thank you.
That's the bottom line.
Let's keep the focus where it should be, Andy, on the families.
Did the families get more annoying?
Just the exact opposite of where it
There's
should
a
be.
Phrase called focus on the family.
Right. Okay. Andy? No, that's not a good phrase.
Even if it is, I don't think it's about this.
No.
I've heard that phrase before.
No, it's
focus
not.
On the family. And one of the things, now, Martin Maldonado, he is tougher to figure out. He hits 213 at home, 160 on the road. Ooh. The catchers hit like crap on the road.
If Martin Maldonado is your example of, hey, look how good this guy is at 213.
He's 213 at home. That's pretty damn good
hey,
for him.
Look how much better Martin Maldonado is at home. 213.
Yeah.
You know, we've gotten like, or at least you guys, I don't have to deal with it. You guys have gotten calls or texts from the Astros. Hey, guys, can we knock that off? Do you think this is going to?
That might be.
No, because you know why? Here's what I'll say.
This might be something.
I'm sorry, your heart. I'm sorry this hurts your emotions. But but these numbers don't care about your emotions. Facts doesn't care about your emotions. I just went down what's called splits. I didn't invent splits.
No.
Splits are your data that you
home
actually put out there home
splits.
And away.
Right.
Were the Astros going to call when we talk about how bad Yiner Diaz is against left-handers? Don't call me then. I never get any calls there.
But placing the blame wife and kids?
It's better than blaming Dusty for everything.
Well, that is true. They're probably
Dusty's
happy.
Like, hey. Thank God, Granato. Put it on the kids and wives. Why are you on me? I'm just a simple man growing grapes and winning World Series.
That's all I do.
I just make wine and win World Series, chew toothpicks, and have sweet sweatbands. What is the problem?
Let's get David in here. Hey, David.
He does Wander Franco's home and road splits. I heard he has kids on the road.
We're not doing Wander Franco stuff. Wander. Delete that call. I'd like that call stricken from the record, Dell. I'd like that stricken. Get my Gavin.
That Wander Franco.
Strike that call. Next up.
Jury, you did not hear that call. Okay.
Strike that from the records.
Ignore what you just heard about a 14-year-old.
Counselor, we were misled.
Yeah, we were
misled. He wanted to talk about Astros home and road splits, and then he dropped that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. That was, yeah.
No, that's not.
Sidebar? 713-780-3776. Well, I think the one thing that has shown by reading stats and listening to what people have said on the road, people who've said on the phone calls, at least, we all agree.
We all
this
agree.
This is really more of a problem with...
No. Let's talk about that game last night when we come back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I'm not feeling Philadelphia right now.
I don't know. I'm okay with them.
I'm okay with them, but
well, we'll
I don't
do
know.
That, like I said, on it's the other side. Bumpy, but first, yeah. Let's talk about a bank. Let's talk about Home Bank. Community Bank, since 1908. Been around. Been there. Done that. Now, they're new to here. They've taken over. They've got. This is not like they're new to the banking business. They've been celebrating. They're celebrating 115 years, and they're still rocking it. They've got 42 total banking locations. Five now here in the Greater Houston area: River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Clear Lake, Friendswood. Their personalized attention to your needs to help you reach your financial goals, okay? If you're somebody that is in business and you're looking for help, a banking help, this is what they do. That's their standard. Local bankers, local knowledge, business and personal banking solutions for nearly any need. Competitive rates with everybody out there. This is how they do it, with personalized touch in the local area. Stop by any Home Bank location or visit home24bank.com, home24bank.com. Home Bank, good for business, good for life. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5.com. Take his pork chop.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, we've already established the Astros' home and road woes, all right, where they come from. What about, did you see this story about, because Alexander Madison had himself a rough night last night. Apparently, he got called some really racist, ugly, really terrible things. I mean, it just is ridiculous.
Well, he put how two in there, are. And I think they're both from the same guy, George. I mean, it's not George Finney. George Finney, 23.
Zero posts.
20 followers, zero posts. This is just some hate, just some rant, some anonymous hate account where a guy will send direct messages and stuff like that.
And it's not only this. Maldonado's wife came out and said, you terrible. Know, I don't understand this.
This is why you care
so much that you're going to threaten people.
This is what people do. They're just, and it's not like people. There's tons and tons of people, but it feels like it. If you're on the receiving end, it feels like it. It can only take two or three. It doesn't represent the mass of society or the mass of Astro fans, but when you're getting some, it feels that way. And let's be honest, for Alexander Madison, it could be Vikings related, it could be fantasy football related. Yeah. It's awful that I remember when Steve Blake was, people wanted his children to die of cancer. I remember he had somebody because he missed a shot in the playoffs.
Yeah,
like it's just I say people. It's one. Yeah. No, it's one guy. But that still hits you.
Yeah.
It still can hit you really
hard.
Well,
did you see Riley, USC head coach?
Oh, Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley.
Oh, Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. He had people coming to his home with his wife and kids living there and trying to get and actually breaking into his house.
Well, those are called squatters. No, that's different.
Well, no. They were trying to hurt. They were going after his house to hurt him.
That sounds like something from a movie, like a streaming
show.
He
had to move his family they wanted to keep the kids in school until the end of the school year, and he couldn't even do that. He had to move them to Southern Cal just because people were such idiots. What is wrong with people?
Has Oklahoma taken over Ohio State for most aggressive fans?
Well, that is certainly...
Because in the SEC, they just scream at Paul Feinbaum about you, and they put for sale signs.
Well, or they destroy your trees.
Well, that was one, Alabama fan doing that to Auburn as a
Right.
But that wasn't any one person's trees. That was a whole community's
trees.
I'd say going after someone.
LSU fan came, stuck his finger in my booty.
Well, that happens too.
So
sticking fingers in booties.
Yeah, that
can
was.
Can we not? Can we?
And those are your people, LSU fans.
Yeah. Well, I could see that. I mean, what's going on over there in that state? You know what I'm saying? I mean, so, I mean, let's stop. What is wrong with you people? Can we just watch a game? I mean, I truly believe the wise man once said, if you ain't got no haters, you ain't popping. But, but
the wise man did once.
But let's have a limit on how much we hate, okay?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't hate
calling ugly names and threatening their lives and stuff because of a game. Now,
this isn't new, by the way.
Did you see the stat? Justin Jefferson has over 5,000 receiving yards. At the age of 24, he has more receiving yards than any Bear in their 100-year history.
In 5 years, he has more than the career.
More than, right? Less than 5 years. He hasn't been in the league 5 years. Justin Jefferson?
He came
2019.
In
2019. Yeah, he came 20, in 2021, 22.
Oh, this is fourth year.
Fourth year.
Yeah.
And so that, two games into his fourth year.
So he's got more yards now than any Chicago Bear receiver for their career.
Forever.
Yeah, but I can't think of the great Chicago Bear receiver.
No. The great Tim Waddle?
Dick Gordon?
Was Waddle a receiver or safety? He was a receiver? I don't remember.
Bobby Ingram?
No, not Tim Waddle.
Bobby Ingram?
Not Tim Waddle.
Brandon
Tom
Marshall?
Waddle. Tom Waddle.
Tom Waddle.
Brandon Marshall?
No.
Curtis Conway?
Curtis Conway? He's got more than Curtis Conway, John?
Yeah, no. They really, no, what they had, Willie Gault and, yeah.
Speed guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's not known for.
Dennis McKinnon.
They're known for defense, yeah. Running backs, but they're not really known for.
No, running backs, yes, they had the greatest ever.
All right, while we're doing that, and Justin Jefferson, of course, is, you know, my son Mason really has gotten into football only because of fantasy football, and he's got right. Justin Jefferson. And he's like, we'll watch a game. Like, Mason, we went to bingo because he wanted to go there for his birthday yesterday, but he's got a big test today. And Sebastian does too. They go to the same school now. So we get back at, you know, late nine something. And they had to stay up and do homework and do work and study. And he was all pissed off because he couldn't watch the end of the Vikings game, but he only wanted to watch it to see how many more catches.
Well, you could just look that up in the morning,
son. Look on your phone too. Yeah. I don't, you know, come on. But A.J. Brown, I want to get your thoughts on this. Devontae Smith said, so A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts got into it on the sideline in the fourth quarter. And Devontae Smith, they got into it, and then after that, A.J. got three targets and caught a touchdown pass. It was nullified due to a holding penalty on Rashard Penny. But Devontae Smith, after the game, he was asked about it. He's like, well, it was about, they said, what was that about? He goes, it was just about, you know, he just wanted to be more involved to help the team win. You know, he just wanted to, he saw the team doing this and he wanted to help them win. This is the most, he was upset because he just wanted to help. No, he wanted catches. He wanted his numbers. They were winning and they had an offense that was actually moving the football. Devontae Smith happened to be, you know, getting those numbers. And A.J. Brown wanted his catches and wanted his targets. And Devontae's like, that's a good thing. And the head coach, Nick Sirianni, is like, that's a good thing when guys want to be part of the offense. Everyone wants to be part of the offense. This was about distracting your quarterback because you want yours. That's what this was. You can say he just wants to help the team win. No, the team was winning. They were winning. It was 27-7 at one point. They were always winning. They were never not winning. This was about, I got to get mine.
Yeah.
That's what that was. And I just don't have a lot of respect when you're winning. You were a Super Bowl team. You were heavily targeted. But in this particular game, Jalen Hurts was doing something else. Stay off your quarterback. Let Hurts, he shouldn't have to deal with you on the sideline because you're not getting enough targets. But that's, you know, that's receiver stuff for you. But
well, that's what was the problem with Stephon Diggs?
Yeah.
You know, what was the problem with A.J. Brown ever? I mean, what's been the problem? It's what was the problem with T.O.? I mean, what is the that's wide receiver.
Yeah, but.
Okay, well, I got to get mine.
I don't want to just go to Jerry Rice, probably isn't the guy. He's kind of a unicorn. I don't think
Jerry Rice had plenty of touches, though.
Yeah, he had plenty of touches. So does A.J. Brown.
Yeah.
A.J. Brown gets plenty of targets. That is an offense, though, that's going to run the ball more. I mean, at the heart of it, they are not a heavy passing team, but A.J. still gets good numbers. DeAndre Swift had a terrific game.
He had a great game.
And the quarterback sneak, If it got to be third and three, I would just sneak it twice. If I'm the, I don't even mess around if I'm Philadelphia. I'm like, sneak it twice.
Yeah.
Why should A.J. Brown be any different from the fans? They were booing in the second quarter. He's upset because they weren't running away from the Vikings. Hey, take his cues from the fans. Be like them. I mean, you're coming off a Super Bowl appearance. Sure, you didn't look great in the first game, but you still won it.
Hey!
This is unacceptable.
This is a three and out in the second quarter for the NFC champions. Boo. Did you see, though, they've got a rap? Did you see the rap?
Oh, yeah. We have the sound.
You have it?
Yeah. It's
well, who's got a rap?
Well, they don't have it. Well, they have a fan who raps.
This could destroy the franchise.
Okay. Oh, no.
You got the rap?
Yes, it's ready to go.
Here. See if this doesn't destroy them.
Thanks for the live. Let me hear y'all make some noise. Thank you, Philadelphia Eagles. We're 1-0. We're going to go 2-0 today, right? This is the home opener. I need everybody to bring the energy, okay? Because I'm going to bring it. I need y'all to bring it, too. All right? Yeah.
That sounds like underrated bass.
Hey, okay, touchdown in my city, go hard or go home, yeah, it's Bird Gang till we drop, rep that hard, locked in my zone, yeah, I'm cheering loud for my team, put my jersey on in my back, know that energy is on feed, dog, no matter where we at, line up on that field, yeah, pound a rock and go long, boy, we walking into your end zone, that fight song is our song, boy, first down on first down, whole roster on, can't touch me, you'll never take me out, but I still bleed green if you cut me, like, Philly at the top, we here to stay. Put the work in, gotta fight. Yeah, we going all the way. Stay united as a team. Feel the passion in the crowd.
This isn't.
It's atrocious because all sports rap songs are pretty much terrible.
They're terrible.
You're inserting lyrics that no one wants to rap to. No one wants to sing along to.
You got a good beat.
It's bad.
What's better? All Systems Go destroys this.
I've got an Astro
Houston
song.
Is All Systems Go.
Yes, this is.
This is iconic.
This is not a rap.
This is America.
What I want to do is outlaw any rap song that talks about a sport. Like, you want to be hokey like this? This is cool.
Yeah.
But any rap song about a sport, this team, out the door. They're all terrible.
Yes, it was.
This was not meant to be hokey. This was meant to be an anthem. Can you play the one I sent you? And see, I think Astros fans need to hear this one. Because this one's out here as well. On a podcast, Uncle Freddie sent this to us. I don't know if you've listened to it yesterday. Okay.
We'll do it on the other side.
Yeah, we'll do it on
when
the other
side. When we
come back. Dell's got to get it.
Yeah,
and I'll see if you think the Philadelphia one is worse than this
one. Let's see. We'll see on the other side. You know who's the best, and that's Chastang Ford. Chastang Ford is the best place to get your Ford on or your pre-owned vehicle. He's got other pre-owned vehicles on the lot. But if it's a Ford vehicle on the lot, it's a pre-owned vehicle. It could be gold certified. And when it's gold certified, you can get some unbelievable interest rates. Not only that, but you've got warranties and all kinds of great stuff that go along with gold certified vehicles that are on the lot. But you also got the where you can order. You can order your vehicle, customize it exactly as you want. You don't pay MSR. You won't pay sticker. You're going to have it exactly as you want it, not how the dealership wants you to have the vehicle because they don't care. You know what? Get what the way you want it. Get it at the price that you can afford every single month because this is one of the things that they're going to ask you. They don't want you choking on these payments. They want you to have – everybody's got to have a car here in the city of Houston. We don't have, you know, a great subway system. We don't have any kind of a subway system. So here's the deal is they want you to be able to afford that vehicle every single month. And the way that you do that is a Chastang Ford. They're going to make sure that it's right for you, perfect for you every single time. Customize it exactly the way that you want it, not the way that they want it. They're never going to add on. They're never going to mark up. It just never gets done at Chastang Ford. You're going to love it. You're going to be there. You're going to be in the Chastang family, and you will be back to buy your next vehicle from them as well. ChastangFord.com, 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir. The check is in the mail.
Oh. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clearly John and Lance, except no substitutes.
All right, so you didn't like that Philadelphia. To me, that's just, that's garden variety, fan creates a rap or whatever.
It's all trash.
It's not...
All fan raps are trash. It's trash.
See, you're now you're generalizing.
No.
All fan raps are trash.
This is you trash. Have, they're all terrible.
You have to give them a chance.
Give them a chance. That's terrible.
That was on beat.
Inserting rap lyric or football lyrics into a rap song is always going to be awful.
Well, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, and they're always going to be terrible.
Okay.
They're for guys like you. It's for guys like you.
What if you insert... It's not for guys like me.
Yes, it is.
I don't care about that stuff.
Well, it's for guys like you.
Dell tried to put... You see what he did with his pickleball? He tried to hit it onto my side of the pickle.
That's not what it's... No, none of that is what it's called.
My side of the pickle?
My side of the pickle.
I don't think that's how they describe things.
That's pickleball terminology.
No.
He hit it in your pickle. I think is what it's called.
You don't get hit. Well, you might get hit in a pickle, but it's not in your pickle.
That's not what it's called.
That's what the technical phrase is, dabbing the pickle in pickleball. Now, Dell, you said it's bad if you insert football.
In a rap song.
Into rap songs. What about baseball into 70s mellow or 80s or 70s mellow classics? Listen to this one, John, and tell me if you like this one.
All right, let me hear.
This is an Astros one. A guy in a... podcast did this, so let's see what you think about this.
I love all of the Astros. No. Alvarez, Altuve.
No, immediately, no.
Keep listening.
Framber and McCullers. Verlander, he is great. Bregman and King Tucker. And all of the rest. But there's just one player.
Here it comes.
That I like the best. I like Peña a lot. I think he's great, all right. If he wants to be my best friend, we could have pillow fights. We could watch movies till midnight and get bracelets this say. Our friendship is a home run. Peña and Eric with a K.
Okay.
Thoughts? Would you rather have the rap or play that at
I kind of like part? That if you want to know the truth. I mean,
how come you immediately so said awful no?
Because it started, but
he didn't like the sound of that guy's voice.
He won me over. He won me over.
His name was Eric.
Eric
with a K.
Obviously, okay. And it's on a podcast. Uncle Freddie sent us the TikToks. I don't know the podcast, or I'd like to give him more credit, but.
That actually turned out to be what I thought was one of the worst things ever. It's like all systems go.
For the Bull. 100.3 The Bull.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Oh, that was a radio show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And this is, he does TikToks.
Their Twitch.
Yeah. Yeah, he does
that
TikToks.
I bet it's a morning show, a zany morning show.
Well, 7:30 a.m.
Yeah, it's a zany morning show.
Mm-hmm.
You do parody songs and whatnot. Okay.
Sure. Right.
That's fine.
That's good.
Okay. It's definitely a song for
sure. The underrated part of...
I want Jeremy Pena to walk up to that.
Jeremy Pena probably doesn't.
If you like Pena a lot. And Jeremy's like, I don't know about that.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
So the Philadelphia...
This is why I struggle at home.
The Philadelphia rapper was selling merch, too. At the end, it was from a TV show, a TV news.
Yeah, it was
show.
On the news.
Oh.
I think his website's like archieraps.com or something. He was selling shirts, so he was at a bar,
and he had about five or six guys behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that were doing absolutely nothing.
Trying to tell me that was Harry Mack. Like, Harry Mack would destroy it. That's not Harry Mack. Harry Mack would have been a billion times better, and he would have been off the top. So don't try to put that on Harry Mack. That was just... That was average guy trying to sell merch on a TV, on a newscast. And so we've got Archie here. Arch, tell us about, so I understand that you're a huge Eagles fan and you have been for a long time. I understand that you've written a rap about the Eagles. How about let's hear a few lines of your rap. And then he just did that.
Yeah.
That's what that is. I can see it in my mind how it goes down. I can see the reporter.
Yeah.
Let's hear some of your rap here.
Okay, touchdown my city. Go hard.
Hutter, go home. Yeah, it's Bird Gang till we drop. Rep that hard, okay. Locked in my zone. Yeah, I'm cheering.
See, it like sounds just like something Macklemore would
do. I can't understand any of it, so it sounded
like,
fine.
Sounds something like corny like Macklemore would do, you know? I didn't say Jeezy.
No. You insulted him a little bit.
We're allowed.
A little out of order.
As a white person, I'm allowed to say that about Macklemore. Jeezy's fine.
Why is Jeezy fine?
I don't know. We just give Jeezy's fine. That's why.
The whites give Jeezy a pass?
No, the blacks too. Oh, all of us.
Are you speaking for black people?
Yes, all of us do. Jeezy is fine.
As well he should.
All of us?
I'm speaking for Americans. We're fine with Jeezy.
Are we sure?
We're fine with Logic. Yes,
no.
If we're going white rappers, we're fine with Logic.
Logic is
you like Logic?
Logic? No, I don't. Logic is of mixed race.
Is he?
Yes.
Well, we're both. Are we? I'm fine with him on my side. Hold on a second.
Can we claim him?
Hold on. No, no, no. It's
you
not
don't
about
want
claiming
to.
Him.
If he was really, really good, you wouldn't let us claim him.
The white people are fine with Logic. I don't know what his other race is. I know
he's
the white
black.
Part.
It's his black? Dad is black, I believe.
Are you guys okay with him?
I don't speak for all black people. Unlike you, apparently.
We're fine. Some of our callers say they do.
No, you speak for black people. I don't.
I speak for Americans. We're fine with Logic. We're fine with G-Eazy.
You think Americans are fine with G-Eazy's act?
Harry Mack, what's wrong with G-Eazy?
You've seen him.
He's better than Macklemore, although Macklemore.
Are you sure it's not G-Eazy?
No, that's a different guy.
He knows.
That's a different guy.
Del knows.
Del knows. G-Eazy?
There's a G-Eazy, and there is a G-Eazy.
Two.
Vastly
different
guys.
They're different.
G-Eazy doesn't talk about cooking up stuff. Yeezy does.
Cooking up stuff?
Yeah, and not sugo when I say cooking up stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Gravy.
Yeah, not
he's
gravy.
Not cooking up the gravy.
He might call it gravy.
Maybe he might call it gravy. I don't know.
He doesn't have gravy on the stove.
Not your gravy.
Is gravy. I don't know.
Oh, a stove is being used.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And a Bunsen burner? In any? Maybe?
Bunsen burner.
I don't know about a Bunsen burner, but sure.
Boy, a Bunsen burner? Are there beakers in his house?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think there are any beakers.
Probably. There might be beakers.
I mean, there might be a woman in her bra and panties so she doesn't steal anything.
Is
I don't know. Maybe that.
A laser.
That's not how my mom used to cook.
Well, she was cooking a different thing.
I know. Ma, we got no bra and panties.
Ma, put some clothes on.
Hey, Ma.
They want to
make
sure.
Making the gravy.
They want to make I can't take any, stash any of the gravy when I leave. Why are you leaving, Ma? It's your house.
Where you going?
Ma, put some clothes on. You might get some stuff in the gravy.
Have you ever seen those videos where, this is too much school stuff.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But not the videos, but the movies where, yeah, kids are headed to school. I can't be talking
about. Don't be talking about stuff. What's wrong with you? No, don't talk about anything.
Yeah.
But
it's a conversation that needs to be had at like 8:45.
I'm looking for that video of you, for you, of the rap.
Don't worry
I'm seeing
about
all
it.
Kinds of stuff. First of all, welcome back, Lena Hidalgo. She came back yesterday. You saw that? She's out of the hospital.
Yes, but I think she's still taking time off.
Is she? Well, she did a news conference yesterday saying that she's better. So that
she's
was
better,
nice.
But she's...
Yeah.
She's taking time.
Yeah, yeah. And Emily Ratajkowski says that she's open to date anyone that'll take her to dinner. Del, would you take Emily Ratajkowski to dinner?
I was going to make a joke.
I'll make it.
No.
Make it.
You wouldn't take her to dinner?
No, I was going to make a joke. He told me to make it, so I said no to that. Sure. Where would she like to go? She want a spicy chicken salad or something?
She says she's open to dating anyone.
What type of dinner is she looking for?
I don't know. Poor girl can't eat. She doesn't have enough money to get her own
apparently
food.
Not. She's looking for anyone.
She's looking for any. She said anyone. Capital A-N-Y-O-N-E.
This is my favorite. This is my favorite new trick, right? We saw this with
I'm approachable.
The lady from Sweden or whatever, the OnlyFans model. I just want just anyone who's just a nice person. They don't mean anyone. It's so unbelievably exclusive who they actually mean, but they throw it out there like, I'm just the every girl. I'm just the girl next door.
Yeah. I'm just looking for a date.
Emily Ratajkowski.
I'm the supermodel next door.
Yeah. I'll just date anyone who will take me. Okay. All right. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. At 757 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Time for me to talk about HRP, HRP.net, 281-880-6525. Listen, we've been telling you about them for a while now, and you can ask Laura Beavers about this. She's awesome. She's a great CFO, and she really, really loves HRMP because HRMP takes care of it. Today is actually payday for us around here. We get paid on the 1st and the 15th, and it's always perfect. It's always perfect. And it's not easy because we've got salary people, we've got commission people, we've got hourly people, and you got to keep track of all of that stuff. You got to input it correctly, but yet it's done perfectly every single time. There's all kinds of commissions as well for us here, and it's just perfectly done every single time. And if you know, it's not the easiest thing in the world. And oh, by the way, keeping track of all the taxes and everything else. And when it comes tax time, you know, if you're doing it yourself, are you sure you're doing it right? Are you sure that you're compliant with the Affordable Care Act? So many things involved now, and then the HR as well. You just don't want to do that yourself because you could make a mistake, and God only knows what happens when you make that mistake. You could lose your business. People have lost their business before. So if you're looking for the best way to go about this thing, there's one way to go, and that is with our good friends over at HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're your daddy.
Well, I feel like I'm your daddy.
You're not my daddy.
No, 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 I'm your daddy.
You ain't my daddy, boy.
Yes, yeah, I am. You are not our daddy. I am your daddy.
Not a daddy.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.